Welcome to the Daily News Update for September 11th. Oh, my goodness. This is 9/11. And this is Mike Adams bringing you this news summary update. Look, I'm concerned about today. I don't know what kinds of attacks on America might be planned for today or the rest of this month, but be safe out there, okay? Be on alert and stay out of the cities just in case. Also today, be sure to monitor my feed at brighteon.social. That's the new social media website you can join. It's the alternative to Twitter. You can exercise your free speech there, talk about vaccines, talk about cancer cures, talk about chlorine dioxide if you want, talk about politics if you want, you know, expose the Satanism and transgenderism and demonism and Netflix pedophilia, everything. You can talk about that. You won't get banned. That's brighteon.social. And I'm posting all throughout the day and the night there as well with real-time updates on many, many things. You can follow me there. My channel name is at Health Ranger. All right. The first big news item today is an interview I posted with Ice Age Farmer. His name is Christian Westbrook, and he's a real high IQ analyst of the food system and food scarcity, and he understands solar cycles as well and seasonal variations and so on. And he's warning that a food scarcity crisis is being artificially engineered by the globalists in order to cause mass starvation and enslavement of the human race. This is a very important interview. It's up on brighteon.com right now. It's also a story on naturalnews.com. You'll definitely want to hear this interview and you'll want to share it with others. Very, very important. Next story, vaccine manufacturer Pfizer is already starting to pre-blame anti-vaxxers for why their vaccine doesn't work. So they've already got the narrative out there. As their vaccine fails and it doesn't stop the pandemic because it doesn't work, obviously, they're just going to say, well, it's the fault of the anti-vaxxers. They refuse to take it, allowing the pandemic to continue to spread. This is their narrative. It's so obvious. It's so lame, but this is what they're running with right now. At the same time, Trump is now full all in with the vaccine industry now. And I mean, we can't deny this any longer. It's abundantly obvious that Trump is pushing a vaccine as a way to save America and get the economy back on track, you know, with his Operation Warp Speed, which seems insane. Even the vaccine companies, some of them, like Pfizer, are saying, you can't rush this stuff. You know, it could be dangerous. You have to go through phase three trials and even larger trials to have a vaccine. It takes years to produce a vaccine safely, but Trump is rushing it into production, into deployment, apparently with the military going to be used to distribute this and administer this across the country beginning November 1st. That's starting to get a little crazy, huh? Like a medical police state scenario. And at the same time, Kamala Harris says that she doesn't trust a Trump vaccine, which, you know, frankly, you can't really disagree with her on that point. It's the one thing that Kamala has said that actually is true, that actually makes sense. And Joe Biden, no one is sure what he's saying because his words make no sense, but he's probably opposed to Trump's vaccine as well. Trump is obviously really angering the vaccine skepticism movement, especially given that Trump used to be more skeptical of vaccines. Now he's like, who needs trials? Who needs safety? Just inject everyone. All right, so that's Operation Warp Speed. We're not happy about that. Next story, the FDA is hoarding 60 million doses of hydroxychloroquine that were donated to the FDA by drug companies. The FDA is not allowing them to be distributed to Americans because they don't want people, you know, to be cured. The FDA seemingly wants more people to die in order to promote their vaccine, you know, corporate sponsors and kickback companies and so on. So you got the FDA actively working against America's health. You got the CDC totally corrupt. You got Dr. Fauci, a criminal against humanity. And now you got Trump, Operation Warp Speed, inject everybody, turn America into a vast medical experiment and see what happens. That seems insane. All right, next topic. I've posted a video today. It's about how to make your own emergency fire starters for survival and preparedness and off-grid cooking. Now, by the way, I filmed this thing. I mean, it's a great video. It shows you a simple way to start fires for camping and, you know, cooking, emergency use, and so on. I filmed this video long before these wildfires went crazy in the West, so the timing of this coming out seems a little insane. I've said in the article and in the video, abide by all fire safety guidelines and regulations and so on. This is for camping use or survival off-grid use, but you need to be safe about it. Control your fire. Don't be an idiot who sets, you know, 50,000 acres ablaze like those Californians did with their gender reveal party that began with an explosion that set a bunch of grass on fire and ended up burning down, you know, tens of thousands of acres. By the way, who was doing these gender reveal parties? I thought Californians said there is no gender other than what you imagine in your mind. So is there even such a thing as a gender reveal in California, since you can change it? You know, gender reveal parties contradict gender fluidity. That's just a side note. Has nothing to do with the fires. But my goodness, you know, get your story straight, people. All right, next story. Dr. Fauci is now blaming nature for the coronavirus pandemic, completely failing to mention his own gain of function funding using NIH money that was funneled to the Wuhan Virology Institute during the Barack Obama presidency. So Fauci funnels money in here to build biological weapons. And then when it gets out and it starts devastating humanity, he says, oh, Mother Nature is the problem. And by the way, I'm the guy who predicted this exact narrative. They would blame nature, not themselves, because these are people who are in the death industry. And in the death industry, they have to blame someone else when the deaths start mounting up because of their research. Sick stuff. And speaking of sick, by the way, the Dr. Bronner soap company has pledged $1 million to Black Lives Matter, the same group that went on to perpetuate riots, murders, looting, destruction across America. So now we have a so-called natural products soap company, Dr. Bronner's, that is directly funding terrorist activities in America, which seems totally insane. Somehow, no one's being arrested for funding terrorist operations, even though these Black Lives Matter terrorists are trying to set fire to buildings where police officers are inside. That's attempted murder. They're setting fire to apartment buildings where civilians are living inside. They're destroying property. They're assaulting people with Molotov cocktails. They're killing police officers, blinding them with lasers, doing everything they can. They're killing patriots on the streets. And I guess Dr. Bronner's soap company would like to see more of that. So if you purchase Dr. Bronner's soap, you are, in effect, funding terrorism and violence across America. Pretty sick stuff. All right, people deficient in vitamin D have a higher risk of COVID-19, finds a new report. That's not surprising. We talked about vitamin D back in February because vitamin D offers a respiratory support against all kinds of threats. So, you know, this is not a big surprise. I've been taking vitamin D and vitamin C and many other things, you know, for my entire adult life and staying healthy and never had any symptoms of COVID-19. All right, another interesting story here. A new polio outbreak in Africa is confirmed to have been caused by the WHO's oral polio vaccine. That's right. The polio vaccine, the main purpose of it is to keep the polio pandemic going so that they can demand more vaccines. And this is how vaccines work. Even influenza vaccines, measles vaccines in America, the main purpose of measles vaccines is to spread the measles. The main purpose of the flu vaccine is to spread the flu. This is an industry that causes the very infections that it claims to be preventing. So it's this endless perpetuation. And I wouldn't be surprised if the coronavirus vaccines contain live coronavirus to keep the pandemic going. And you just wait. If these vaccines start in early November, you'll probably have another wave of infections in December or January or you know, early next year throughout the winter months and so on. Yeah, because the vaccine is spreading the pandemic. That's the whole purpose of vaccines, is just to keep the scam going so the vaccine companies can make more money by keeping people sick. It's a lot of twisted stuff out there. Another story today, worried residents are fighting against 5G rollouts. This is in England, and a lot of people are saying, you know what, we've had enough of the 5G. Let's stop with that. because we don't want to be inundated with electromagnetic pollution all the time. And let's see, a Missouri senator demands answers from Disney on its Mulan controversy, where Disney went and filmed in a Chinese province that has organ harvesting factories and prison labor camps. And Disney even thanked that province at the end of the Mulan movie in the credits, because Disney thinks that's awesome. And it's the same Disney that refused to film in Georgia because they said Georgia has pro-life legislation to protect the lives of children. Disney thinks that's awful. They don't want to protect the lives of children. They're all in with organ harvesting and just murdering people and communism. That's Disney today. Sick and twisted. Totally twisted. Speaking of twisted, Netflix has become a pedophile dream now with the movie Cuties, which apparently has 11-year-old female children like twerking on screen and doing weird lewd acts. I mean, I haven't seen it, but this is what's being reported out there. I'm not a member of Netflix. I wouldn't give them another dollar. The liberals and leftists are defending child drag queens, and the LGBT community thinks this movie is awesome because they're all into pedophilia. I mean, what's going to be next? Is Netflix just going to have like nude 11-year-old children? Just, I don't know, being raped on screen and, you know, call it a documentary or something. I mean, that's how sick it is. This is Netflix today. Totally sick. Hollywood is twisted. It's demonic. It's out of control. And this has got to stop. We've got to have some standards. We can't just let these left-wing lunatic corporations just poison the minds of our children and adults all across America. So that's the news brief for today, September 11th. And remember, check out brighteon.social. Join up now. You can post your own comments there. Exercise your freedom to speak. And you can follow my channel there if you'd like. At Health Ranger is my username there. And I'm posting throughout the day and the evening with lots of updates and intel and things that I'm learning from sources and content items, new videos, new podcasts, new interviews, all kinds of things happening right now. But be safe, everybody, okay? Get prepared. Be safe. Time is running short here. Things are going to get crazy. But thanks for listening today, and read naturalnews.com for the article versions of all of this news.